Michigan's population has grown by 500,000 people since 1995, but its public school districts have lost 40,000 students over the same period. Many people committed to public education see this as a disaster, particularly since district funding is tied to enrollment. But let's think about it. Most of these missing children have left their local districts for charter or private schools that their families prefer. Of Michigan's roughly 100,000 charter students, nearly half are escapees from the Detroit Public School District, known for its tragically poor performance. In any other field, we wouldn't think of their escape as a disaster, but as a glimmer of hope. We're happy for our friends and neighbors when they find a better doctor, so why do we fret when they find a better school? One reason is that we've lost sight of the purpose of public education. The point of public education is not to keep a particular bureaucracy in business. It's to educate kids. We want all children to be prepared for both success in private life and participation in public life. And if we really care about that goal, we should adopt whatever type of school system does the best job of fulfilling it. Traditional public school districts are falling short, and their declining enrollments cannot be blamed on lower spending. Michigan public schools now spend well over $12,000 per pupil each year. That's up 28% in the last decade alone in real inflation-adjusted dollars. Most private schools operate on a fraction of that amount. The real education tragedy facing Michigan is that so many families lack the resources to choose the best schools for their children. If we really care about the ideals of public education, we'll stop funding school districts and start funding students, giving all families access to the public or private schools that are right for their children.